Perikei Mishnah Vav, Asara Nisyonos Nisu Avoseinu Samakom Baruch Hu Bamidbar. Klal Yisrael, our ancestors, tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu 10 times in the Midbar. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yinasu osi ze eser pe'amim v'lo shamu v'koli. They have put me to the test 10 times, says God, and have not listened to me, to my voice. If you take a look at this Mishnah, and compare it to the other Mishnais at the beginning of the fifth parak of Maseches Avos, you will know a drastic difference between this Mishnah and the others. The other tens that we have listed are tens which are positive, which are upbeat. Asara Nisyonos Nisnase Avram Avinu V'Amen Bekulam. 10 tests Kadosh Baruch Hu sent Avram Avinu and he passed them all. Asara Nisim Navosu Lavosena B'Mitzrayim V'Asara Layam. 10 miracles were brought to our ancestors in Egypt and 10 at the sea. Esar Ten plagues were brought to the Egyptians in Egypt and on the sea. Furthermore, Asara Nisim Nasu Lavosena Bebes and Mikdash in the next Mishnah that we'll learn together tomorrow. 10 miracles were brought to the Jewish people, our ancestors in the Beis HaMikdash. A test Mishnah. Asara Dvarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Min HaShmashos, another miracle. 10 amazing things were created on Erev Shabbos. All positive, upbeat. Here, all of a sudden, in this Mishnah, we learn of a difficulty, trials and tribulations, suffering and pain. Asar nisyonos nisu avosenos amakum baruch hu bamidbar. Our ancestors tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu 10 times in the wilderness in the Midbar. V'lo shamu bekoli, says God, they didn't listen to my voice. How do we understand this anomaly, and why is it that this Mishnah seems to be teaching us something sad, something depressing, something out of the ordinary, different than the other Mishnahs, which are all upbeat and positive, teaching us something about success? Why in this Mishnah do we stress, and how are we to understand this particular peculiarity, this anomaly, and this difficulty that this Mishnah shares with us about the 10 tests that Klal Yisrael brought upon God in the Midbar as opposed to the other 10 positives? I would like to suggest the following. Throughout life, we go through different situations, different experiences. Many of them are positive, many of them negative, and some are challenging. But challenges don't necessarily mean that they're inherently negative. Challenges are things that we grow from, that we learn from, and tests that we give and deliver to others. Pain and suffering that we feel and that we experience doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad, but we learn from those mistakes. We grow from them, and we emerge bigger and better people. I believe that that's the stress of this Mishnah. When the Mishnah tells us that we tested God 10 times, that we didn't listen to God, well, that's teaching us that, yes, it's true. But at the end, we emerge stronger, better. We believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu more as a result of the tests. Because just like a child and just like a student will often challenge and test his or her teacher, Rebbe, Mora, or parent to see how will the parent and the Rebbe react. And if the parent and the Rebbe and the Mora react positively with love, well, that test and that pain and that difficulty that they placed upon the parent ultimately becomes a learning curve and a lesson to understand how to relate to other people and how I could have a deep and meaningful relationship with somebody. And tests have brought out the greatest in people. And that's what happens to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. They think that they're bringing pain and suffering upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe and Aaron. There are lots of difficulties and struggles that we had, if it's with Korach, the Chet of the Mei Meriva, Dasan ve'Aviram, and the difficulties that we had, dehydration, starvation, wishing and hoping and praying that we wanted to go back to Mitzrayim and eat all the delicious food that Egypt had to offer. We tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu bitterly. What about the Meraglim? But we came out of it stronger, better, and we were able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with more energy, more fortitude, more enthusiasm. We became a better, stronger, united nation. Thus, we have to be able to look at this Mishnah and in our lives and in the lives of our ancestors who tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu 10 times and didn't listen to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not saying you're bad. You did something wrong. I'm angry at you and upset at you. Yes, you'll be punished. And yes, you'll suffer as a result. But if you're able to learn something from it, Vayinasu osi zeser pelmi velo shamu bekoli. You tested me 10 times and you didn't hearken to my voice. That becomes a bracha. That becomes something that makes us better and stronger, as the Gemara says in Meseches Yuma. That when we sin, but when we do tshuva, you know what happens? Zdonos nasu kizichuyos. That the pain and the difficulties that we committed and the stress that we brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes chuyos, becomes a merit, because tshuva changes us. It makes us better. It makes us greater. And not just that we get past it, but we become difficult, different people as a result. If you take a look, there's a fascinating statement that the Gemara has in Meseches Gittin, Daf Mem Gimel Anam Aleph. The Gemara says, "Ein Adam Omed al Divrei Torah, Ela Im Kein Nichshol Behen." Rashi explains, the Rishonim explain the pshat in this Gemara, that a person doesn't really understand Torah until he stumbles upon it, until he makes a mistake. Until he stresses and really gets something wrong, he'll never really get it right. Because mistakes build people. And from mistakes, we become stronger, more educated, better resolve. We're able to appreciate things better. We could plummet the depths of something when you make a mistake differently than when there is no mistake. And this happens in our learning, this happens in our Torah study, happens in our spiritual lives, in our Avodas Hashem, and in our lives as human beings. When I make a mistake in the relationships with a family member, with friends, with colleagues, community members, I learn from it, I change it, nasu kisuchuyos, I become a bigger, better, stronger person. I understand that I did something wrong, like Bnei Yisrael did in the Midbar when they tested a Kadosh Baruch Hu 10 times, and become greater and better and stronger and wiser and smarter. And the same thing is true when it comes to Divrei Torah. If we make a mistake, if we mess up in the kitchen, in the pots, in the pans, next time it's not going to happen. If we don't remember to say a bracha, if we made the wrong bracha on a fruit, on a vegetable, next time it's not going to happen. And if we win that battle and we correct ourselves the next time, the mistake that we made doesn't just become something that we pass, but it becomes a reward, it becomes a feather in our cap. But not only are we supposed to learn from our own mistakes, as this Mishnah indicates, we have to learn from others' mistakes. And the Gemara and Chazal teach us this as well when it says that when you roe sota bil kilkula yazir atzma minayayin, somebody who visualizes, somebody who sees the sota, the woman, the idolatrous woman who commits a illicit crime in a relationship outside of marriage, and somebody sees that, that should have such a profound impact on the person, the mistake that you saw, that you witnessed, that you should stay away from any alcoholic beverage. Because when somebody else does something wrong, it has to speak to me, to my heart, to my soul, to my mind. And I have to appreciate that I could also stumble, trip, and fall. And I better not. I better learn a lesson from my own life, from my own mistakes, and from others' mistakes. Because when I see somebody else make a mistake, and I do it again, then I'm held accountable. But when I see somebody else's mistake and I learn from it, then I'm a strong person. And especially when it's true in my own life. There's so many things that we see and that we witness. And that's why sometimes we ask questions to older people who have been through life, who have experience, who have made those mistakes, who've been through that path. And that's why the Mesillas Yesharim says that you're supposed to look to the wise, to the elders, to the Talmidei Chachamim to get through the Gan HaMavucha, the very difficult, trying maze of life. Because they've been there and they could tell us how to get through it, how to get past it. When you're living in the moment, we think that we could figure it all out, we could understand everything. But take counsel, ask other people, your Rabbeim, your Rabbanim. Our parents and our grandparents, those who've been through life, those who've successfully maneuvered and gotten through difficulties and challenges, those are the people that we should look to. And thus, that's how this Mishnah fits like a glove with the other Mishnayos that are very positive, just like the wonderful miracles that we'll read about in the Beis HaMikdash, the incredible makos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon the Egyptians, the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us in Egypt, the 10 tests that Avram passed, even the negative ways that we tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we didn't hearken to his ways, if we learned from them, and we did, because the Mon came, the Slav came, the Be'er came, the Anani HaKavod came, we entered Eretz Yisrael, when you learn from the mistakes, then those mistakes become the greatest lessons. May we all have the ability to see, to look, to find ways to make a way to learn from our mistakes. Have a wonderful day.